You're listening to SBS News.
A study by the University of Melbourne and Cancer Council Victoria has found using graphic warnings like a decayed tooth or fatty heart on unhealthy food labels is effective in improving a person's diet. As part of the study, 95 participants were shown colour pictures of 50 different snack foods, ranging from chips, chocolate bars and biscuits to nuts, fruits and vegetables. Participants were then shown a number of health warnings and asked to rate a similar set of 50 snack foods. They were asked at the end of the experiment to rate on a scale how much they would like to eat each food. Cancer Council Victoria behavioural researcher Dr. Helen Dixon says the graphic images work because they disrupt the strong cues like taste that images of junk food elicit.
What we found was that the most powerful messages were those that combined a negative image as well as a negatively framed message. We also found that positive messages with an image also had an effect, as did negative messages without an image, but the most powerful effect was that combination of a graphic health effect with an accompanying health risk message.
In addition, each participant's brain activity was monitored with electrodes attached to the head. That showed the warning labels prompted participants to exercise more self-control rather than act on impulse. But the study's co-author, Dr. Stefan Bode, says researchers still don't know why some people are more likely to exert self-control than others.
Obesity has for a long time been regarded as a purely biological problem, and nowadays we understand that this is far more complex, that it has a lot of psychological factors as well. So we've also done research in the past looking into how easy it is to influence even financial decisions in obese people, and we find they're more susceptible to cues in the environment. So there seems to be something about general susceptibility to processing of environmental influences. But we can't really say whether this is the cause of obesity or whether people who have obesity then also display these issues. And so this is really an open question.
Poor diets and being above a healthy weight are risk factors for heart disease, type 2 diabetes and cancer. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians warns the obesity crisis is increasing the rates of chronic diseases like diabetes, with the incidence of obesity in children and young people rising rapidly. Rates for both adults and children effectively doubled between 1980 and 2013. Earlier this month, the college called on the federal government to make obesity prevention and treatment an urgent priority. It suggested strategies such as comprehensive national obesity prevention plan, a tax on sugar sweetened beverages, and restricting the marketing of unhealthy foods and beverages to children and young people. It also recommended access to weight loss surgery for patients with severe obesity. Helen Dixon with Cancer Council Victoria says a comprehensive strategy should also include manufacturers better informing consumers about the effects of excessive junk food.
Whereas we know that food marketers use packaging, you know, as a tool to promote junk foods using colours, words and imagery, our research says it can also be flipped around to encourage healthier choices with certain types of messages.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.